The Stalker. Man charged in 1982 death alleges police vendetta. Los Angeles Times, February 25, 1991. Jonathan Carl Lund says he feels like a character in a suspense novel. An innocent man accused of a heinous crime and left to use his own wits to clear himself. "It's like a cheap dime store novel. I can't believe what they're doing to me," Lund said from behind the bars of Los Angeles County Jail. The 39-year-old Minnesota man pleaded not guilty last week to a charge he strangled a Cal State Northridge staff member 9 years ago. Charges of robbery and rape in the case were dismissed because the statute of limitations for those crimes had expired. Lund appears bright and educated, and can seemingly quote case law like an attorney. In fact, he has chosen to defend himself against the charges, although he said he quit Harvard Law School before getting a degree. He's soft-spoken and reserved. He has a young wife and friends who share his astonishment and outrage at the murder charge against him. But authorities say it's the picture of Lund as an innocent victim of the justice system that is fiction. They contend that he's a skilled con artist and killer who fabricates much of what he says about his life and hides the rest. There's no doubt that he's very bright, Los Angeles Police Detective Larry Bird said. But I don't know whether I would believe anything he said. He's a con man. Police and prosecutors said that beneath Lund's calm, articulate demeanor is a dangerous man who stalked women. It's a characterization that Lund, who's being held without bail, said he finds as aggravating as his loss of freedom. "I am not some mad dog cruising the streets, looking to prey on women," he said during a recent interview. "Anybody who would do that to a woman should be put away. But it's not me. I am innocent." Lund is accused of murdering Patty Lynn Cohen on April 27, 1982, in a case that received wide attention in Los Angeles. Cohen, 40, an assistant to the dean of CSUN's School of Arts, was abducted from the garage of a Holiday Inn in Burbank, where she'd attended a self-improvement seminar. Her nude body was found in the trunk of her car in a North Hollywood alley 5 days later. Lund, who according to court records has 9 aliases and records of arrests for nonviolent crimes in at least 5 states, became a suspect less than 2 weeks after the slaying. He was later convicted of assaulting another woman outside the hotel just minutes before Cohen disappeared. But he was never charged with the Cohen murder until last year, after police reopened the dormant investigation and said they found new evidence linking him to the case.